Second News. Trending now. Trending now.
Today will be cloudy to partly cloudy, warm to hot. There will also be showers and thundershowers in places in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Northwest. Pretoria today up to 30, Joburg 27, Mbombela 37 and Emalahleni 30. Polokwane, you will reach a high of 32 today in Rustenburg 37. And if you're travelling, Cape Town 27, Gqeberha 26, Durban 28 and Bloemfontein a very hot 38.
Gautrain train services are suspended between Centurion and Midrand due to operational issues. Buses are replacing the trains.
The Border Management Authority has temporarily suspended general cargo processing and passenger movements at the Lebombo Port of Entry due to fresh protests on the Mozambican side. The border has been operating intermittently since October following post-election unrest in the neighbouring country. The BMA's Acting Commissioner, Jane Tupana, says discussions are being held with various trade associations and stakeholders regarding proposed contingency plans.
Transporters with depots in Komati Port direct their vehicles to those depots. We also recommend that transporters park at the designated truck holding area in kilometer 7, and transporters are urged not to dispatch new vehicles to the port until further notice.
And a war monitor says Israel has destroyed the most important military sites in Syria with a flurry of airstrikes since the fall of President Bashar al-Assad's government. Israel, which borders Syria, sent troops into a buffer zone on the east of the Israeli annex Golan Heights after Assad's fall in what Foreign Minister Gideon Saar described as a limited and temporary step for security reasons. I'll have more on these and other stories for you at 8.
Well, we are in cricket season and the Proteas came into the final day of the second test against Sri Lanka under a bit of pressure yesterday, but those nerves were quickly extinguished as South Africa beat Sri Lanka by 109 runs at St. George's Park. Keshav Maharaj picked up 5 for 76 as Sri Lanka were bowled out for 238, and the visitors losing their remaining 5 wickets for just 33 runs on the final day. And while the Proteas test team were on the field in Gqeberha, a separate group of players were in Pretoria preparing for a T20 series against Pakistan. The T20 squad, captained by Heinrich Klaassen, flew to Durban on Sunday for the first T20 international today, the day after South Africa wrapped up that test win. It's the first of 6 white ball matches, 3 T20s, 3 one-day internationals, all to be played against Pakistan before they meet South Africa in 2 test matches. First ball tonight is at 6 o'clock. The All Blacks have confirmed their fixture list for 2025. The biggest one, a clash between the Springboks and the All Blacks at Eden Park. It'll be the first time in 12 years the sides play at that venue. It'll be on the 6th of September. The Rugby World Cup winners have played just once in New Zealand since 2019. The All Blacks are on a 50-test match unbeaten run at that venue. The Boks have won the past 4 test matches against the All Blacks, including the World Cup final, but haven't tasted victory at Eden Park since 1937. Manchester City's long-awaited hearing into 115 breaches of Premier League rules concluded yesterday, but a verdict is not expected until next year. According to the Daily Mail, closing arguments in the case were made on Friday. City strongly deny any wrongdoings, but face severe sanctions if found guilty, including potentially being relegated from the Premier League. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
So beautiful, and I tell her every day.